Exist 1981 began as an underground street art project in 2000 that has since manifested into fine art, graphic design, and a boutique clothing campaign. Whether hanging on a wall or on your body, stuck on a street sign or on a notebook, Exist 1981 pieces are meant to be accessible to all. Exist 1981 has recently opened an art venue in downtown El Paso called PDA, a public display of affection for El Paso. Here to talk art and PDA is artist Exist 1981. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you are everywhere and yet you keep this anonymity.
I try to. Something I've been doing for a long time as far as being a graffiti artist and being very secretive.
Right, you're trying not to get caught the whole time, right?
Of course, yes.
I feel like, especially if you're in El Paso, you've seen the icon, the one that kind of started it all. Will you describe it or tell us about it?
I've had a couple of different icons, and they weren't really what I was going for. They weren't really represented myself. They were actually a little bit too personal, a little bit too representative of exactly of myself. So I changed it to be an icon that is very subjective and you know, it only represents like a feeling and expression that's kind of on the icon's face. And yeah, so it's just, it's more of just a subjective piece that people can read into however they like.
And I think a lot of people do. I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoy how a lot of people have their own opinion about who they think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I always just love to hear their guesses. And
is it an actual person?
No, it's a composition of three different photos that I made into one just to be no one in particular.
Okay. I always wondered that. I'm like, well, is it? Because it reminds me of, was it Rocky Horror Picture Show for some reason?
Yeah. You know, I get that one a lot. That's a good one. I get that. I get Marilyn Monroe. I get, you know, one of the weirdest one was like Michael Jackson. I don't know. Like,
I don't see Michael Jackson at all.
No, yeah. So it's really odd. There's a really wide spectrum of who people think it is, and you know, people create their own story behind it, which I really enjoy.
Has it turned into what you thought it was going to be? Because I mean, it's a long time running, right?
Yeah. It's about a little over 10 years that I've been using it, and it's changed over the years. It's become more angular and. Just like sharp edges and I think I really enjoy it. I think I like how it has feminine quality.
Sure.
Obviously I'm a man, so you know, doesn't represent exactly who myself. You know, I try to make art for other people and myself, but I like for other people to kind of just be able to relate to it in their own way.
And I mean, I see your work like in Malolam, for example. I mean, it seems like you just painted the whole thing.
Yeah.
Or did you?
I did. Yeah, absolutely. I painted the floors, the mirrors, the bars outside, the restrooms. And yeah, that one in particular was a really fun project. I had 2 weeks to just spend all day there. And I did. I really like being able to experiment and, you know, have a free reign of like what I get to do and have a business owners that trust me enough to
kind of
show my vision. Yeah.
Is that how it happens? Or do they ever ask you for sketches or do they say, hey, just come do your thing?
You know, it's either way. I've been doing it long enough where people recognize my work and they know exactly what I do. So they let me have a...
Just creative freedom, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they let me do what I want. So that's the dream, you know, I started out doing stuff where I would give a lot of people sketches, and that's cool too. I understand that a lot of people can't see the vision, and they need it kind of spelled out for them, and that's usually how it is. But with people that really know my work, it's the best possible option where they let me just go for it.
Just complete trust.
Mm-hmm.
And now you opened PDA downtown next to the International, And that's really cool because it's a place for you to sell your wares, but then it's also a place to kind of allow other artists to show their work.
Yeah, absolutely. I really it's a great place. I mean, I love downtown. I love what's going on in downtown. It's a really exciting time for El Paso and especially downtown. And I really just want to highlight some great local artists and then really bring in some some heavy hitters, some national artists, internationally known artists, and continue building the art scene in El Paso.
Well, and another thing that people may not know that you do is you're curating a whole series of murals at Montecillo, which is growing into a beautiful collection. It's
yes.
pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And obviously, this past week we had work fly in from New York, who's originally from El Paso, and his piece came out beautiful. And yeah, so we had work out here. We've had Fintan McGee. His piece was on the cover of Juxtapose magazine, which
that
I'm
was
extremely
amazing.
Proud. Yes. And yeah, then there's Ernesto Llerena, Serge Hernandez from San Diego, Christopher Konecki.
The gal that did the Nopales in Love.
Oh, yes. That's Celeste Byers from San Diego. And another, I mean, I want to say up and coming only because she's so young, but she's very established. And yeah, just going to keep going with it. And it's great just having the support of the community there, which is a very new community. And with the developers of Montecillo, they have a really nice vision, and they're also very creative what they do. So
you've got quite the canvas there. It is 300 acres of just
yes.
have at it, right?
Yeah. So far, most of the walls are pretty spoken for, or I have an idea of where some artists are going to come in. I have some big surprises of some different artists that I'm looking to bring in. But yeah, there's 300 acres, so there's
plenty
many
holes.
More to come. Yes.
How does that work? Do you see somebody online or on Instagram, and do you just message them and say, hey, want to come over here? Is it
sure.
that simple?
Yeah. And, you know, luckily I've been able to do some mural fests in San Diego. I have some other very talented friends, and it's like a lot of mutual friends. So I can kind of get my foot in the door with talking with some of the artists that I do not know. If I've never met them or anything, yeah, I just send them a quick email. And it's really great that a lot of times they kind of light up when I say El Paso. And they're like, oh, I've always wanted to go to El Paso.
Right.
Yeah. And I kind of don't expect that. And only because, yeah, I'm just always here. And I think it's just our little town sometimes. Our
but
little
it's intriguing.
Secret.
Yeah. Yeah, it's intriguing to everybody
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone's kind of heard of it. Everyone's definitely heard of Juarez. And,
right.
And so they're always very interested and definitely want to come out.
What about somebody like Fintan? I mean, he's from Australia
originally.
Yes,
Australia.
So do you say, hey, want to come to the border and paint?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had Christopher Konecki do an intro for me because he had painted with him before. And I had asked Chris, like, how's Fintan? And he's like, oh, he's a great guy. He's really, really open to cool things. And, you know, and he's like easy to get along with and everything. So I was like, oh, he's perfect. And, So I just talked to him for a little bit, and he was more than willing to put us in the schedule. And yeah, we flew him out from Australia, and then from Australia, from El Paso, he flew out to Puerto Rico and did another amazing mural right after that. And he's just on the go.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So what about you? Any walls that you're craving for yourself? I mean, how does that work, right? Because you got to divvy them out.
Yeah.
I imagine you see a wall and it's a canvas to you.
Yeah, work and myself were actually just talking about how it could sometimes be like a conflict of interest. But
sure.
You know, I really want to highlight a lot of other artists. I have quite a few murals in El Paso that I'm very happy with. And I love the positive responses I've gotten from people about them. So I'm pretty satisfied. I, you know, of course, I always love painting and doing stuff, but yeah, I want to bring in some more art and other people and highlight some other artists.
So with PDA, let's say you're a local artist and you're interested in showing, do they come to you or do you go to them? What's the best way to do that?
Either way, I definitely reach out to some people that I'm interested in working with, and people can absolutely contact me just through Instagram or Facebook and that kind of stuff, just social media.
So Instagram, it's at pda.eptx, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so just send you a DM and say, yeah. Hey, I have some stuff.
Yep.
And then you can figure it out from there.
Yes, absolutely.
And I hear you're going to have kind of limited hours for now, right?
Yes, in the beginning, I'll just be open in the weekends. Today, I'll be open 1 to 6, and on Sunday, 1 to 6, and we'll be having some sales and some cool new stuff that wasn't even at the grand opening.
Oh, cool. So I got to go to the grand opening and pick up one of Work's prints. Are those still available?
They are. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And how did that work? So were you like, hey, Work, you're going to do a mural, and then do you want to do a print at this opening?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the cool things, or one of the plans that I have for the PDA is when I do bring in an internationally known artist to do a mural, I also want to coincide, have them do a gallery show.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so you have some nice symbiotic relationship?
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah. Bring some. Yeah, so they could also meet more people and kind of hang out with everyone and get some more art out there.
So what's next on the horizon for you?
For the rest of the year, I'm kind of taking it easy as far as murals go. I have some murals planned in the early next year in San Diego. I'll be doing a restaurant and an apartment complex.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And then we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. So last year I really went pretty hard and I did about 16 projects. I traveled a lot. And to be honest, I actually got kind of sick at the end of the year. I got a little bit of exhaustion.
Of course.
And it kind of hit me pretty hard. And I had to really step back a little bit and take care of myself. And so this year I only did about six or seven projects. And they were kind of just like handpicked of some of the ones that I really wanted to do and work with.
Well, we look forward to seeing what you have coming up. You can follow Exist1981 at Exist1981 on Instagram. PDA is open today and tomorrow, so stop by that gallery. It's right next to the International Bar, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is on Mills?
Yes, on 114 Mills Street.
Perfect. All right. Well, today my guest has been artist Exist1981. Thanks for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.